With your latest edition of the Manchester City headlines, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola has insisted City deserve their place in next season's Champions League ahead of Monday's decision on their appeal against a two-year European ban. Guardiola was speaking after watching his City side rip Brighton to pieces at the Amex Stadium on Saturday night, with Raheem Sterling helping himself to a hat-trick, whilst Gabriel Jesus and Bernardo Silva were also on the score sheet. That result assured that they would finish runners-up in the Premier League this season and secure qualification for the Champions League in any normal circumstances. However, the club will on Monday discover the outcome of their appeal against a two-year European ban from European club competitions following alleged breaches of club licensing and financial fair play regulations. Well, Guardiola says his players deserve to be in next season's competition and remains confident that City will overturn the ban. He said, hopefully on Monday, UEFA can allow us to play like this team and these players deserve to. Moving on, Manchester City are ready to offer Sergio Aguero a new contract, according to reports. Aguero's current deal runs out at the end of the 2021-22 season, and despite Aguero having previously said that he would like to return to Argentina to rejoin his boyhood club Independiente for the latter stages of his career, City are open to offering Aguero a new deal if he can show that he still can cut it at the top of the Premier League next season by chipping in with more goals. Finally today, Raheem Sterling has revealed he is keeping a close eye on the Golden Boot race. The City attacker is fifth in the scoring charts after moving on to 17 Premier League goals for the season with his hat-trick against Brighton. He is five off leader Jamie Vardy, with the likes of Mohamed Salah and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang ahead of him. After the win against Brighton, he said he's keeping a close eye on matters and that he would love to pick up the individual honour. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.